I was reading a couple days ago in Psalm 37. I just want to read the first couple of verses to you. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight in the Lord. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. I want to look, first of all, at those first couple of verses there. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. It's easy for us to, just in our lives, listen, the truth of the matter is, there are people that have evil intentions out there. There are people that live in our country, our state, our communities that do have evil intentions. There are people that perhaps even in your life, and let's just be honest, there are people in all of our lives that have evil intentions to us. They want to do us harm. They, you know, maybe they want your job. They want to take your job from you. Maybe someone that, you know, wants your spouse. Maybe someone just for some reason doesn't like you. There are people that have evil intentions towards us. These things surround us. And if you know someone, or you're just experiencing someone that maybe is after your job, or, you know, maybe someone you just have a difficult time with, they always just seem to be an adversarial relationship with you. You can't deny the fact that those things are there, and you can't just walk away from it. But what we should know is several things. Here's the first thing. The Lord tells us not to fret because of evildoers. Don't fret. Don't be worried. Listen, if there is somebody that's out there trying to take your job from you right now, don't worry about it. Don't fret over it. Don't cause yourself undue concern. Always remember who you are in Jesus Christ. You're a child of God with the promises of Jesus Christ that are yours as well. If there's someone around you, I know that we just had the experience, unfortunately, the horrible experience of the young woman who lost her life just west of Toledo. You know, there's clearly evil that is around there. And it becomes easy for us to kind of close our camp in around us. And you know, we also sometimes make ourselves trapped. We become slaves ourselves because we're fearful of those who may have evil intentions to us. Are there evil people out there? Yeah. Yes, there are. You know, we live in a fallen world, and that's just the way that it is. There are evil people out there. And when you hear stories like what took place a week ago, and continue to lift up and pray for that family because it's unfathomable what they're going through right now. But it's easy for us to react and say, well, now I'm fearful for my children. Now I'm fearful for my wife. Now I'm not going to do certain things because I don't want that to happen to me. God says don't fret because of evildoers. Don't worry because of evildoers. If you've got even a family member who's just trying to bring harm to you, just has it in for you, or someone you know that just has it in for you. I can tell you from personal experience, I knew of an individual that actually, this is many years ago, I had worked at a different radio station and I was managing that radio station. And this man, who I thought was my friend, he had it in for me. And he spread a few rumors, said a few things. He took some truths and then kind of twisted the truth around a little bit to make it sound nefarious, to make it sound like an evil intent. And he was working hard to get me to lose my job, and it almost worked. And it's easy in those situations to fret and to worry. And I'll be honest with you, I did fret and I did worry. And then, you know, once it all became revealed what he had done, and I was starting to see the ramifications, the results of what he had done, and my job was being threatened because of it. Listen, it was very easy to fret and to worry, but one of the first things that God, and this is the first thing that God told me, is don't defend yourself. Don't worry and don't defend yourself. Let me defend you. Don't defend yourself. Now, I made the mistake of, when the opportunity came that my boss told me to defend myself, even to his boss, and I did, even though God had said not to, and things got worse, and I almost did lose my job. But once I remembered that God said don't, and I repented of that, and I wasn't fretful, I wasn't worried. And it's amazing how God turned those circumstances around. And that man who had tried to take my job from me actually had what he had done. The funny thing was, it's not funny, it's kind of sad. The funny thing, in a sad way, that actually took place was the very accusations that he made against me. And again, He took some truths, but he twisted them to make them appear to be with wrong motivation. Or he took a truth, which is exactly what the enemy does. He takes the truth of the Word of God, and he twists it and perverts it to make it look evil. And this is what he had done to me. And after I almost lost my job, and then I learned not to fret about it, not to worry about it, I let God be the one who defended me. I took my hands off of it, and it appeared I was going to lose my job, and then all of a sudden, the tide turned. And not only did I not lose my job, but all talk of that disappeared and vanished. And then probably about 3 or 4 months later, this very man who brought accusations against me, he actually came into the station, and one of the things that God had told me was I had to forgive him. And I knew that the way I would forgive him, I knew that I would know in my own heart that I had forgiven him for what he had done if I could see him face to face. I forgave him, but I wanted to see him because I knew when I saw him face to face, if that anger rose back up inside, then I knew I had not yet forgiven him. But if I could see him face to face and have compassion on him, I knew that I had forgiven him and I had done what God had told me to do, and I could move on in my life. And to make a really long story short, he did come in one day. And it just happened to be that everybody in the station that day had something, doctor's appointments or things, assignments they were on. Everybody was out of the building except for he and I when he came in. And he sat down and he was talking to me. And as he was talking to me, he was telling me about how all these things were taking place where he was, where he worked. And where he worked, people were bringing accusations against him. And everything, I'm sitting there with him in my office and he's saying these things. And I almost thought he was taunting me because everything he was saying that was happening to him is exactly what he had done to me. And I thought somehow he's taunting me, but he wasn't. He was genuinely sincere. It went well beyond him. He was so focused on his own hurt and his own pain and what people were doing to him. He didn't even see the irony that what he had done to me is exactly what was taking place in his life, is exactly what was happening to him. And he was very concerned about it. And I remember talking to him, and I was concerned for him. I was very concerned for him. And we talked for a little while, and I tried to encourage him. And I remember as he walked out, the anger, not at me, just he was so angry at the situation that was taking place in his life. He leaned down. He put his palms down on the desk of my receptionist as he was getting near the doorway to leave. He had his palms down on my receptionist's desk. And again, there's just no one in the building except for he and I. And he bowed his head down, and his body was shaking. He was beet red, and the vein in his forehead was bulging out. And I thought, this man's going to have a stroke right here in this building. And he was livid with pain and anger at what was taking place to him, at what was taking place in his life, what was happening to him. And I prayed for him, and I remember praying for him that this would all be resolved. And even as I'm praying, I'm well aware of the irony that I'm praying for his deliverance from a situation that is exactly what he had done to me. Now, God delivered me, and I was praying that God would deliver him as well. And as he walked out, and this is one of those sites, this is something that happened 25 years ago, and I will never forget this image. I'll never forget the image of him, palms down, leaning on my receptionist's desk, just beside himself with rage at what was taking place, at what someone else was doing to him. And I will never forget the image because at the station I was at, the front of the building, there was big windows and you could watch someone walking towards the parking lot through these windows. I remember him watching him walk past all those windows and just seeing that wrath, that anger, that pain, the confusion of why this was happening to him, all of that. And a very unhealthy, like I thought he was going to have a stroke. And as I watched him walk by, I remember the Holy Spirit saying, that would be you if you had not forgiven him. So when I see the word in Psalm 37, verse numbers 1 and 2, that says, do not fret because of evildoers. I know that there's truth in that. Because this is a man who had evil intentions against me. I don't know why. I don't know what his motivation was. But I know that he was trying to get me to lose my job. And so he took truths and he turned them around and tried to get me to lose my job. I did fret initially, but when I came to the place that I applied this principle and other biblical principles, but this is one of the principles that I applied, and I didn't fret because of what he had done, and I trusted the Lord, and I let the Lord defend me, the Lord took care of all of those things. He took care of all of those issues for me. And that man eventually lost his job. I don't know what took place between he and God, but I'm guessing that, you know, when the evil was being done to him, he fretted over it. Listen to what those verses say again. It says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb." Now, I saw personally that what took place with that man was living out exactly what he did to me is what he was living out. There's no reason for us to fret about evildoers. Listen, if there is someone that is trying to bring evil into your life and do harm to you, either take your job or harm you in some way, I can't even imagine what those things might be. But if that rings true to you today and someone is trying to bring harm to you, listen to the word of God. Don't fret because of evildoers, for they shall be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Here's what you need to know, and this is why when you see evil take place, like we just saw take place, you know, here in the Toledo area in the last couple of weeks, don't fret. Don't change. Don't let your world become smaller. Don't become a captive in your own home because of it. You need to remember this. You're a child of God. When evil activities are taking place around you, don't fret, because we live in an evil world. It's a fallen world. Evil is going to be around you at all times. Now, sometimes it manifests itself in ways that we can see. But you know what? Evil's taking place all the time. Evil's taking place right now. You just can't see it. You're not aware of it. You're not privy to see it. But evil's taking place. So should you walk around fearful and dismayed every day of your life? Of course not. You need to know who you are in Jesus Christ and not fret because of evil and not fret at all because of evildoers. This is who you are. Isaiah 41:10 says this, "Fear not." So we have Psalm 37, verse 1 that says, "Do not fret because of evildoers." And then we have Isaiah 41 telling us, "Fear not." So you're not supposed to fret. Do not fret and do not fear. You're not supposed to fret, and you're not supposed to be fearful. Isaiah 41:10 goes on to say, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's the promise of Jesus Christ. Know this and see supernatural, miraculous deliveries in your life. Know this, and you don't have to fret because of evildoers or any evil intentions that others have against you. If those who are working iniquity against you, if someone is trying to bring harm to you, don't fret about it. Know who you are, know whose you are, and know what he has done and is doing for you. Don't be fearful, and don't fret because of evil. It's when we fret because of evil. It's when I was fretful because of the evil that was being brought against me. It's when I was fretful that I came very close to losing my job. Very close. But when I realized who I was in Jesus Christ, and I realized what Jesus told me to do, and I realized that I was not to worry about it, but I was to entrust it all into his hands and let him be the one that cleared my name. Let him be the one that defended me. When I realized all that, and when I forgave the one who was doing evil against me, he took care of me. He took care of my situation. He delivered me. And I saw that the one who had evil intentions, the one who was working, the worker of iniquity, he did get cut down like the grass. And that job that he had withered as a green herb, and he lost it. What he intended to do to me, I mean, this is such a simple biblical principle. You reap what you sow. And I saw that lived out in that man's life. You reap what you sow. He reaped what he sowed. Don't fret because of evildoers, for they'll be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. I watched his job and his livelihood withered. His job was cut down. Now, I trust and I hope that, and I do trust, and I do believe he learned from that. And I think he was genuinely a good man. He was, I don't know why he was doing evil. I trust and I hope and I believe that he learned from that and grew. But I know this. You and I need not fret when someone is trying to bring evil against you or into your life. You need not worry about it at all. In fact, it should change our outlook and cause us to have a sense of empathy towards those. See, my heart changed towards that man. Once I forgave him and once I put my trust in God, that God would take care of me, that Jesus would be the one who would defend me. Once I put my trust in him and I didn't fret anymore, Jesus took care of everything in my life. And then my heart changed for that man, and I wound up having empathy for that man because I could see exactly that man was reaping the harvest of what he had sowed. And it was a horrible harvest that he was reaping. And rather than being angry at him for the evil he tried to do to my life, instead I had empathy. And I wound up being the one who was there praying for him and praying for his deliverance. This is why the Word of God tells us, don't fret because of evil. Whatever you're faced with today that appears to be evil working against you, don't fret about it. Don't fret. Listen to the words that Jesus is speaking to you as he spoke through the prophet Isaiah. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's where your place is. You need not fret about evil taking place. And if you don't fret and you put your confidence in him and you know who you are and you know that you're in his righteous right hand and he will strengthen you and he will protect you, you will see the victories and will also bring your heart to a place of empathy and compassion for those who are doing evil so that when they fall, when they wither like the grass and they are down, you'll be there to pray for them, lift them up, and bring them back into a right standing with Jesus Christ.